إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, in the series on the deception of life, إنما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور, we have been talking about this for the last couple of days. Today what I want to remind myself and you is, as some of you know, my hobby is wildlife photography. And the reason I like photography is not only because the pictures are nice, but because it's photography forces you to look at the object that you are photographing much more carefully than normally what you would have looked. So if you are photographing something, you look at it from different angles, you try to get into the essence of it, and I enjoy that. Now, one of the things that you see in photography is the power of camouflage. Now, in nature, if you look at the wild, if you look in the oceans, for example, the masters of camouflage are the cephalopods, the squids and octopi. On the earth, if you look at camouflage, then you find camouflage almost everywhere, but the absolute masters of camouflage are insects. As nobody camouflages better than insects. In cephalopods, for example, octopi, they match color and they match texture. So an octopus literally turns into a clump of seaweed, or it turns into a rock on the ocean floor. Color and texture. And the amazing thing is that octopi are colorblind, and they match texture by sight, not by touch. So it completely turns all our assumptions on their head. On the ground, above the oceans, if you look at camouflage, you have all kinds of insects. I mean, there's unbelievable the variety of insects, absolutely amazing, and the kind of camouflage. I mean, there is the insects which look like flowers, the insects that look like leaves, the insects that look like dead twigs. All kinds of camouflage. If you go further up the evolutionary scales, so as it is called, take for example, even at the top, if you look at the top of the food chain, at the top predators, I have myself seen a lion disappear into grass that you would not believe can hide a rabbit. Literally vanish. You will not, you are looking directly at the lion and you're not seeing it. And in grass, which is, I'm not talking about thick bush, I'm talking about the South African bush, disappearing into literally into grass that you would not believe can hide a rabbit. A lion, a big male, will be about 350 kilograms. Something that big literally vanishes. I have seen, not directly, but I have seen films of a full-grown male tiger, 500 kilograms, 11 feet tall, 11 feet long. Completely disappear, totally. A sambar looking at it directly, and it cannot see it. Completely vanishes into grass. And I have myself in the Anomalies on the Western Ghats, I remember distinctly an incident where I was looking at not one, but a herd of 15 elephants. Mercifully, I was across a ravine, and that ravine was maybe 50 meters, 60 meters wide. I was looking at the entire herd of elephants, not one elephant, 15 elephants. I counted them once when I could see them. I was looking at the entire herd of elephants, I did not even see one. Until one of them pushed over a tree because it wanted to get at the top of the tree a bunch of fresh green leaves, so it couldn't reach it, so it pushed the tree down. And when it pushed the tree down is when suddenly all 15 I could see them. That's 60 meters, I'm not blind. And this happened about almost maybe 25 years ago, so my eyesight was far better than it is today. And I still distinctly remember I could smell them. I could smell the elephants, and I knew there were elephants there. I was like, how come I can't see them? So my whole body was on absolute maximum alert because I knew if I'm smelling elephants, they are there. And if I'm not seeing them, it's not a safe situation to be in. Then when I did see them, they were across the 60 meters maximum, maybe that ravine, and there were 15 of them. And to top it all, there was one incident which happened with me, again with elephant, big male bull elephant, standing in the middle of the road. Less than 50 meters from me, I and another worker on my estate, we were walking towards it, we did not see it, until the elephant gave its alarm call. And then the elephant charged, and I don't know what happened. All I know is I'm still sitting here. And that guy, he jumped into the ravine. There's a whole story behind this, everything. My point of saying all of this is very simple. My point of saying is, and how I'm linking it to innamal hayatud dunya illa mataul ghurur. The object of all camouflage is one of two things. All camouflage. The object of all this camouflage is one of two things. Save your life or kill something. That's the only two purposes of camouflage. Save your life or get your prey, kill something. The one who is fooled by camouflage will either die or will go hungry. That's it. The one who is fooled by camouflage will either die or will go hungry. And therefore, I remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this sky and earth as his kitab. He says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That is the kitab of Allah. And these are the ayat of Allah. So what are the things in our lives which are in camouflage? Lying in wait for us. They will either kill us or we go hungry. If the camouflage is something good which is masquerading as something evil and we lose it, we go hungry because we lose those hasanat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the camouflage is something evil, which is masquerading as something good, then we die. We die in a far more worse sense than dying in this world, because this death is death with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't want to look at that. So I remind myself and you, let us look at our own lives and say, what are the things in camouflage in my life which are hiding? Because as I said, the purpose of all camouflage is only one of two things. To save your life or to kill something. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to His ayat, to His signs which are all around us, and help us to see them in such a way that we benefit from them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.